It's currently 6 p.m. on a beautiful Wednesday night. I forgot what day it is. That's kind of like an indication of what my life is right now. But I have had this podcast on a pause for such a long time, and honestly, I think like I've been going through this sort of journey where I'm figuring out who am I and what do I like and how do I want to show up for myself. But also, how do I want to show up in a way that translates to people? And I think sometimes I put how people will receive it or what would make it more appealable to people above what would make it achievable for me, if that makes sense. So I don't even know if this is going to go up on my podcast, but I just wanted to record it and just get a feeling of how I would feel at the end of this, at the end of recording this. And so I've had this podcast for, I can't even remember, like I've had it for such a while. Before podcasts were a thing, I remember venturing into it thinking like, oh, I have a lot to say I want to talk about. And it's grown it's grown through so many changes. Like, for example, like this, let's say, tongue twisting situation or error that I just made, in not being able to pronounce gone. It's all grown. I don't even know what I was trying to say, you see. I would have just like meticulously cut that out of the conversation if I was meant to edit this entire recording, right? And it's just those little processes that I've come to find has almost hindered me because I want it to be so perfectly done or nicely packaged, right? And so it's so odd for me on a lovely Wednesday. I want to say Tuesday so badly. I don't know why. On a lovely Wednesday like this in March, I am sat at my island in my kitchen on the counter. My dog is sat next to me, Yumi. She is looking at me, ready to go on her walk. We're coming, Yumi. I'm coming. And, I'm sat here and I'm just recording this, and it's the most like spontaneous thing ever. And it feels so good because I'm used to planning everything out like meticulously. And I have to have a plan, I have to have a strategy. And that's all well and good. But I think at some point you realize how much of it is it suppressing you? Like how much of it of doing all of this suppresses like my truest self. And a lot of Whitney Madueke is spontaneity. A spontaneous, oh yeah, let's just keep it a spontaneity. A spontaneity? What am I even trying to say? I don't know. And I remember when I would go on this journey of writing, I started writing a lot on Tumblr, and it was just Tumblr. Nobody knew who I was. It felt more private. Even if people knew who I was, nobody would read my stuff. And I remember taking it to Snapchat and people engaging with it. And then with Snapchat dying down on my end, I took it to Instagram stories and people engaged with it. But it's Instagram stories that has been so fascinating for me because people are like, wow, you write so well. And I'm like, looking like, huh? I never thought I did. I thought I was just basically writing, like just putting words together, putting my thoughts down on text. And so to have it resonate, and these are spontaneous thoughts. These are things that I'm just thinking in the moment, and I'm like picking up my phone to post on Instagram stories and to see the way it's impacted people. Like, I have a Substack with, I think, 700 subscribers. Are you joking? And I know this is, I have like how many thousands of followers on Instagram, like over 100,000, over 300,000 on TikTok. And so it's almost like, yeah, of course you have 700 people, but no, it's like 700 people that are interested in my words, in my thoughts, as opposed to like the thousands of people that are usually interested in like what I look like, how good I look, how well I do my makeup, how fashionable I am. Or like my taste in things. Like, these are people that are interested in my mind. And that is so much more attractive to me. I just generally love intentionally stimulating things, like mentally stimulating things, emotionally stimulating things that go deeper. And when I am doing all these planning, when I am meticulously having this like thought out content plan, strategy, whatever, execution, whatever, it limits a part of me that is the beauty of me. And it's the spontaneous thoughts, is the rapid thoughts, is the connecting dots that I just need to spill out on paper, in text, on words. And guys, like, I'm the type of person, I hop in the shower, I wake up, I hop in the shower, and I am giving myself like a whole speech. This isn't even like, it's not always positive affirmations or whatever, but it's just really thinking out loud. Like, I do my brain dump in the shower as the water is cleansing me, right? And so I've noticed that a lot as I've grown older. Like, I have full-on conversations with myself, like, you know, and I've always thought about it, like, how can I bring that to my life, to my work as an influencer, but in general, just like the essence of my being, right? And I'm just understanding, like, I need to do things as raw as they come to me and just embrace it. So I am literally sat here on my counter in my kitchen, and with everything looking a mess right now, so many things are out of place. And in all of this mess, this urge to just record my thoughts fills me up so much, and I feel so satisfied and so good right now. And so I'm literally just recording this on my iPhone with this mic, and it's the easiest thing that feels so good. And so I guess I'm going to introduce this as my podcast. So welcome to the Whitney Madueke podcast, my life so far. And I guess for me, I just want to make this space accessible to myself, to my truer self. And it's going to be messy. It's going to be not so perfect. And I think I am very much okay with that. I'm going to cringe at the thought of putting this out there, but I'm also going to be so proud of myself in a few months' time when I can look and see how much of this moment has enabled me to even grow further. And it's just always linked back to acting. And I think acting really opened up a door for me where I started to see myself in my more true, organic way, in the side of me that kind of wants to let go of the perfection, let go of the way I had to make myself presentable, or maybe attainable or enjoyable for the masses. Like, you know, as a woman, as a person growing in society, you know, you want to be accepted in society. And as much as you're unique, as much as you are yourself, there's still little parts of you that has to play it safe or has to look good to be accepted on different levels. And we all play that game on so many different levels. And, you know, that's a whole other conversation. But for me, with acting, I just discovered like the little ways I could be more true to myself. And as I'm progressively growing and maturing in age, that urge to be even more true to myself is constantly growing. And I need to honor that. I need to honor myself. I need to honor the moments when I say a word funny, or I forget something, or I mispronounce something. Like, these things make us human. They make us real, right? But we're almost taught that we should discard all of this and just be perfect and errorless and mistakeless. Is that even a word? You know, and I love stuff like that. Like, is that even a word? I don't know. But if you're listening to this entire recording, it should make sense to you, right? Like, you should be able to understand what I'm saying. So why do I need to figure out the most perfect word that holds what I need to say? And I think that's why I turned to writing, because I felt like I could just put things together, and as long as it made sense to me, I don't really care. And so to see that it's resonated with people is like a different love language entirely. And so yeah, I'm so surprised I'm doing this. I thought I would actually plan to do this as opposed to the urge just coming and I just went with it. And I just think it's going to be such a beautiful experience to see how this blossoms, and hopefully I can just pull through in not being so perfect in making this come to life and just like sharing my thoughts. So this is the thought of today. I'm not really sure what I'm going to title this as, but I guess maybe following the urge. I like that. Ooh, following the urge. But yeah, it's nice. This feels nice. This feels good. I want to know what you guys think on Instagram, My Life So Far podcast, or even my personal Instagram. Share it with me. I'm so, so, so curious. Like right now, my balcony door is open and I can hear the cars driving by, and I'm so curious, like, can you hear that? You know, that'd be so enjoyable if I should listen back to this and I can hear that. But anyways, I am going on a different tangent, or am I following the urge? Who knows? But yeah, I think like for me, it's just, this is one of those moments that kind of grounds me back to the reality of why I love what I do and why I am who I am. And a lot of Whitney is being spontaneous with the thoughts and with the conversations and with the excitement or with the sadness or with whatever. It's just following that urge, and I want to do that more, and I'm excited. So thank you for listening. This has been a long journey to get to this point. I haven't made like an episode in a bit, and I know I came back, I believe last year, and I went silent again, but it was just because it didn't still feel right. And now in doing this, this feels right so far. I'm hoping when I post it, it will continue to feel right and good and true. And I think that really is the word, following the urge to be true. Wow. Following the urge to be true. Wow. I need to write that down. That hit something in me. Following the urge to be true. Following the urge to be true to myself. And I am going to leave it there. I think that was the perfect summary of what this is. And I'm excited to see how it grows. Okay, bye. Yumi, say bye. She's just sniffing. Okay, bye, guys.